from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hour number 3, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We're going to get to an emergency key for madness at 12:45. Grab bag on the way, 1:45. We'll see what Andy Hart and Christian Arcan have coming your way at 2 o'clock. That was Jerod Mayo yesterday on the Greg Hill Show. What makes for a successful Patriots year? We'll reset some thoughts on that. Keith and I disagree on this quite a bit. You're a lower bar for Keith?
Yeah.
Maybe too high of a bar for me?
About the wins. I just want these guys to have fun. I want them to go out there, have a good time, stay healthy.
So if you're a low bar and I'm a high bar, what are these bars?
We're the uneven bars. We are the uneven bars. You probably saw it in the Olympics a few short weeks ago. Suni Lee, I believe, very good at the uneven bars.
If only we did this a little bit earlier. It'd be very topical.
Perfect.
We like just missed the window. Yep. But 4 years from now, we're going to be right on it.
Huge.
Maybe remember 3 years from now, they do like national trials.
Remember that 2024 Patriots team? Jones and Keefe's take?
We're going to be right in there.
Uneven bars.
I want to get to that in a moment, but I have to hear. I can't get enough of this B information that is still blowing up the text line.
Yes.
Steve in the truck waiting very patiently. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. Wow. Rich, hi, and welcome back. I'm glad you're back.
Oh, appreciate it.
I want to give you some advice because my brother had a hive. Well, not a hive. It's a nest in his garage near his pool.
Yep.
It was about half the size of a basketball. So being idiots, we tried loosening it up. They came out. A bunch of them come out. He dove into his pool. I ran into the screen house. They hovered over that pool for about 20 minutes. I called a friend of mine who does pest control. He came out with a fogging machine. Now, the temperature of their body is 151 degrees. He was in a full netted suit, gave me something to wear similar. He says, if they swarm me, hit the switch. He tried to remove it with a net. They came out. I put the switch on. Before they could get to him, 4 to 5 feet, they were dying because the stuff that he was emanating from that machine is like 28 degrees. So Steve noticed in October, November, they fly real slow.
Steve, I have so many questions. Hang on.
You freeze them.
Hang on, Steve. I have so many questions.
All right.
You were trapped in a pool.
Go ahead.
Trapped in a pool with these guys hovering over you. You're like going
not
up.
Not me, my brother.
No.
My brother.
I'm sorry. That was you and your brother.
No.
I see.
I was in the screen house.
So how did he? So he yelled to you, and you called a friend.
We tried moving it. We tried removing it, and they came out. I ran into the screen house. He just dove into the pool.
Yeah. So how'd you get your friend over? How'd you get your friend over there is my question.
I called him.
Yeah, so he comes
he was
over.
Safe in the screen.
You're
house.
Able to do it from the yeah. screen house. Okay, so yeah. I misunderstood. I thought they were both in the pool.
No.
So his buddy's in there.
Yeah. Bees everywhere! God, they're huge! They're ripping my flesh off!
So he's underwater. He comes up, sucks a little air every once and then. He's a sustenance while the bees are ready to swarm over.
Just enough, though. You don't want to go too far out of the water.
No, you don't want to suck in a bee.
Yep.
That's
they can't swim as far as I know, so that's not a horrible idea to dive in there.
No,
but they could jump down.
Now you're trapped in there. So he's in the screen house. So he called. I thought they were both trapped in the pool. I misunderstood. So I was saying, how'd you get your buddy over there? And so okay, so you got
a
they
sent off a flare. He had an emergency flare on him, and then his buddy always is like waiting around till the flare goes off,
like a bat signal, a bee signal.
So my dad also told me the story about he was somewhere where also there's like a ton of bees, and they can mark you. So, like, if one stings you, then there's, like...
They're that, like, that's the target.
That puts, like, a little something on there where they can smell it, and they're like, this is the guy we got to get.
Scarlet letter.
So, say you and I are out there messing around with this bee nest, and they get you, they might leave me alone. They
right.
might be like, he doesn't have the stink on him, but he's like, Jones does.
That's so the
then,
guy.
Yes, then they swarm you. That's how they do it. That's how they work together.
Wow.
See, there's a lot that goes into this.
Yeah, you got to think this through more.
There's been... And, like, I appreciate
so
all the suggestions.
Sacrifice.
No, I appreciate... Have you looked at the text line? None of it, like relates to the other. Like, none of it is in lockstep with the other. There's like, leave it alone. There's like, go in there right now. There's like, call an expert. There's like,
they're like, trash bag.
What a deal on that bee suit for $30. I can't believe it. I can't believe it's discounted.
It's literally all over the map.
Well, it makes sense. Like, it's not really bee season anymore, so it makes sense that you'd be getting that at a discount. So maybe I shouldn't poo-poo that so much.
No.
But yeah, no, the responses are all over
the map. I did see the Jason Statham movie, The Beekeeper, this year. Came out this year. It was actually pretty good. Like, I didn't. It's classic Statham, but like, it's. I thought The Beekeeper, I thought it was sort of just like going to be like the name.
He's just
like,
fighting the bees.
No, he's literally a beekeeper. Like, he also kicks ass.
Yeah, but he's not. Oh,
he kicks bees as well.
Humans' asses, not bee. I thought it was.
You like honey?
I love honey.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, hot honey.
Wait, sure.
Even on.
Hot,
even
cold,
on,
whatever it is.
Even on the deep fried ranch. Oh, hot honey.
Deep fried ranch was not great.
No?
Even thinking about it later on, I was like, I shouldn't have had that.
More hot honey.
Well, that would have helped.
Yeah, it would have helped a little bit. Honey, that's true. Okay, so I'll add that. We could suggest that to Christian Gonzalez next week. Have you seen The Beekeeper, Christian?
I know you're up on these shows.
Honestly, with the response this has gotten, maybe we ask, get off the game a little bit when we talk to the guys next week. Who are we talking to on Friday? Dietrich Weiss?
Oh, when was the last time you were stung by a bee?
Bee stings. How do you feel about them?
Yeah.
I got a.
They're a real son of a gun.
A nest in my yard.
Yeah.
What do you do about that?
It's a giant nest, though. It's like scary because you're thinking, like, you think of like the honeycomb things, or you think of like these like little, like, you gotta spray that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's bigger than my head. I have a giant head.
You do have a larger,
a giant head.
A larger than normal head. That's true.
Yep.
So we'll take all your suggestions on this, phones and text line, 617-779-7937. Text line as well, 37937. What makes in a seamless transition, Keith? What makes for a successful year for the Patriots this year? You gave your thoughts earlier. Let me hear your.
Well, I think it's just
your answer again.
Sort of seeing the young guys play well to the point where next year, not to wish away the year, right? Take every day as it comes.
You're bordering on wishing away the year.
I kind of am.
Yeah.
I kind of am. But at the end of the year, I want some answers at important positions. Obviously, Drake May kind of goes without saying, but at the end of the year, whether he plays 17 games, 12 games, 8 games, at the end of the year, you're like, all right, got the quarterback, and now we just need to sort of build around him. But also, they drafted 2 rookie receivers. They also have Pop Douglas, who was a rookie a year ago. If at the end of the year, you're saying, all right, we got 2 good receivers, like, you know, you can always add talent. Even the good teams are always adding talent, but if you can cross that off the need list and they're not 32nd in the NFL, you know, on some people's metrics when they're ranking the rooms. Even the offensive line, like, you know, the year after they drafted Michael Onwenu, or even City So from a year ago. I know he's banged up now, but you're like, oh, I didn't really pencil those guys in as starters, but now I can. I think if you look at Elliott Wolf's first draft class, if a number of those guys kind of flash and there are just far fewer questions going into next season as this season, I kind of look at that as a win. And because, like, the win total is not going to freak me out. And if anything, it kind of benefits you if you have a lower one. And whether it's Travis Hunter or just the ability to trade down and, like, add more and more picks.
That was, that by the way, well. That was a popular answer. By the way, what makes for a successful year?
A high draft pick. Yeah.
I don't know that I fully agree with that. I mean, I don't put a ton of stock in the locker room and building towards something. Like, I think talent can trump all that. But I don't want them going 0-17. Like, the stink of that would be problematic. Even a one-win team. There's bad teams, and then there's historically bad.
Yeah.
And so I do think that could stick to you a little bit, similar to bee marking you. The bee sting could stick to you a little bit. Okay, so you want filling in some holes, filling in some gaps.
Yep. Yep.
Wins aren't important, and you want some development from Drake May.
Yep.
Okay.
And, I mean, Gonzalez was another guy that we had mentioned. Talking about specific players that we wanted to see this year. Same thing applies. It's really the last couple of draft classes. All the guys that are on their rookie deal, how confident are you in them for next year? Because I think it's really more about 2025 and positioning yourself to be legitimate. Like, I don't want to have the same conversation next year where it's like, what's the record going to be? Oh, probably not good. Like, if their Vegas over-under next year is 4.5, like something went horribly wrong this year. Because you can still be bad this year, but then have, like finish the season strong, maybe be a player in free agency, and now the over-under is 7.5, where it's not that crazy to steal 2 wins. Now you're 9-8, then you're kind of threatening for a playoff spot.
Yeah, I mean, let me throw a team at you that you suggested earlier today, the Bears. Like, the Bears got some momentum end of the year last year. They added a ton. They added Caleb Williams on top of it, so maybe it's not the perfect example. But all of a sudden, now people look at them as a team on the upswing. That could be you next year if some of those things go right. I think the wins are important. And I expect them to win six. I said they're going to win six a while ago. I'm over 4.5 wins. I think it's a couple of win improvement just by subtracting Bill Belichick and Mac Jones, the dysfunction of last year. So that's what I expect. What's a successful year? 8 or 9. And I want 2 early. I want 2 in September. I think they're going to win the home opener against Seattle. Steal one against the Bengals. Steal one against the Jets on a short week. You're not beating the Niners, so I'm not going crazy. 8 or 9 wins, give me 2 early. I want a competent offense. Middle-of-the-pack offense. This should not be a high ask. You look at the personnel, and it seems that way. But, Keith, you said earlier, Matt Patricia's offense in 2022, 17th in the NFL in scoring.
It's crazy.
And that was a disaster. It felt like they were 6th, Mac's rookie year. That was a good, not great offense. Mm-hmm. Be middle-of-the-pack in scoring. Last year it was the Bengals at 16, 21.5 a game. And get a big pelt or two. And maybe you can double up on an early win in September against Cincinnati. Maybe the Niners, though I'm not holding my breath on that team. The Texans. Beat a team like that along the way. A signature win, a big pelt you can stick on the wall, where on your way to 8 or 9 wins, it's not just beating up on overmatched bad teams where you go, well, who'd they really beat? You have a signature win you can look back to. That's the kind of thing that, to me, feels like a successful year.
I mean, if they win eight games, that is a huge success.
You don't even care who it's against.
I think Gerard Mayo gets coach of the year if they win eight games. Now, there's always the chance that some team goes way above whatever their win total is expected to be, and you know they usually kind of hand it off to like a playoff, like a surprise playoff team. But most people across the board say this is the worst team in the AFC, maybe the worst team in the NFL. So if you win eight games off the rip with this roster, I think you'd be in consideration. And then that would also kind of check a box, wouldn't it? Like going into next year. So going back to my side of things where you're like, or maybe Gerard Mayo's less of a wild card.
Right.
Like maybe if he can get this out of this group, like maybe we're not giving Van Pelt enough credit.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, if you're a competent offense, maybe you feel better about Van Pelt too. Like maybe these are more things you can check along the way where now you're a free agent or two away from really competing and really having a season. So what makes for a successful year for the Patriots? 617-779-7937. We have an emergency key for madness on the way about a half an hour from now at 1245, so mark that down. And we'll reset a few non-Drake May Patriots. We're all excited about Drake May. We're all looking forward to seeing Drake May, perhaps as early as the second half of week one against the Bengals. Who are some non-Drake May members of the Patriots that you're excited to see this year? We'll get to it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What, in your estimation, does a successful season look like for the Pats?
I think beating the Bengals this weekend. Starting with that, I'm not really looking too far ahead of that. Just starting 1-0 and trying to attack each week. Can't get too far ahead of yourself in any season, either too high or too low. There's going to be adversity that comes. There's going to be good things that come. Can't ride the wave. We got to be as consistent as we can as a football team. I got to be consistent as I can as a football player. So it just starts this weekend playing the Bengals and trying to attack this week and put ourselves in a good position to win this football game.
Hunter Henry yesterday, part of a Patriots Monday on what was a Tuesday on Jones and Keefe. What's a successful year for the Patriots? He's not looking past Cincinnati in week one. A big line movement on that game, which we can get to. I think it's an indication that Vegas knows Ja'Marr Chase won't be playing in that game. So we'll get to that in a moment. We'll get to Kiefer Madness, an emergency Kiefer Madness coming your way about 20 minutes from now at 1245. I was about to say remind people. I don't think I've said this on the air yet.
You can alert people.
I'm going to alert people. That's the right way to say it, Keith. Yep. We're going to talk to Drew Bledsoe on Friday at 11:15.
There's a bit of a Bledsoe assance during the roast. He's very good at the roast.
Yeah.
And there was, like, just talking about the old Patriots. Even the Dynasty, there was not a lot of highlights to the Dynasty.
He was one.
He was one of them.
The early episodes were good. He was good on the early episodes. You're right. He was great on the Brady roast.
Yep.
And so we'll talk to him 11:15 on Friday, going into the Patriots opener at the end of the week. So you want to mark that down for any long-term planning. You can catch it on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI or on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. The line movement on this game, I've been referring to it as what I think is a winnable game. That's not a prediction for you. They're going to win. But they could beat the Bengals. They could beat the Jets. I think they will beat Seattle. In the first month of the year, I consider the 49ers not a winnable game.
Okay. At
no
least
chance.
You're there.
Well, but you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference between a game that you can win and a game you have no shot at. And I think there are more winnable games on the schedule than a lot of people, which is why I'm at 6 wins, and I think a successful year is 8 or 9 wins. The line has moved substantially, 2 points, from 9.5 where it opened down to 7.5. And at bare minimum, it's doubt about Ja'Marr Chase and whether or not he'll play. Potentially, there's information going around that Ja'Marr Chase will not play. It's Wednesday. He's not out there. So that line movement, unless I've missed something today where he's out there on the practice field.
No, not seeing anything on Chase.
That line movement seems to be an indication that it's coming back to the Pats. They're still the biggest dog on the board. But I think that's interesting going into week one. And you suggested this earlier, Keith. It's not like the Bengals start quickly or start these years very strong with Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow. They haven't done that.
Well, it's fine. I mean, the NFL, by the nature of it, like, they want close games. You look at every single spread on the board, it's normally right around 3 points, like 4 points. There's no double-digit spreads on the entire week one slate. The Patriots, whether it's 9.5 or 7.5, is the most lopsided. So, like, just by the nature of it, like, they desperately want parity. There's always upsets. Right, that's why you have, like, survivor pools and things like that. Even the worst teams in the league, we were talking about how the Patriots beat the Bills last year. The Carolina Panthers beat the Houston Texans, who were also a division winner. So bad teams get wins. I don't think they win on Sunday, but I get where you're coming from, because Cincinnati has started slow. You could see them not taking the Patriots seriously. Ja'Marr Chase is one of the best players in the league. If he doesn't play, that obviously changes things. They have a bunch of guys on their team not thrilled with their contracts, including T. Higgins, so who knows how all that's going to play out once the season starts. We haven't seen Joe Burrow in a while.
Well, that's what I was just going to say.
There might be some rust factor.
So rust factor number one. Number two, I was reading Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports today. I like his work a lot. There's questions in Cincinnati whether or not he's even fully healthy. Like, forget rust.
Yeah.
Whether he's fully healthy and fully over the wrist issue he had from last year. Because remember, he had, was it a calf or like a borderline Achilles issue at the start of last year? He wasn't right. He was starting to trend upwards. And then he had that wrist issue late in the year where Jake Browning came in and took over for him. They're not sure he's 100% healthy in Cincinnati. So forget rust, which I think is a very valid thing to bring up. Never mind a disgruntled receiver in T. Higgins, a new running game, no more Joe Mixon. You might not have Ja'Marr Chase. Like, the Bengals have way more weapons and way more talent on offense. The Patriots would dream of having the Bengals' leftover talent on offense. But I don't think the gap between these two teams is 7.5 points.
Flip side. So I'm with you. I think the Bengals are, especially early in the season, more vulnerable and a little bit flawed. Like, they got to figure out the Ja'Marr Chase thing, and we got to see if Joe Burrow's healthy. Flip side, it's hard for me to get anywhere excited about the Patriots scoring a lot of points on offense.
No, that's true. We said earlier, 2 touchdowns might take the under.
I would probably take the under on Jacoby Brissett.
Two
and
offensive touchdowns.
The offensive line is still trash, right? And City So may not play. He's been out of practice. He's hurt. So Nick Leverett, now thankfully he won't be snapping the ball because he can't snap, but he might be one of your starting offensive linemen.
Don't love that.
No, I hate that. You might have a rookie starting on the offensive line. Mike Onwenu is going to have to play tackle, it looks like. So the offensive line's bad. Jacoby Brissett is the starting quarterback. And it's also, we've for the most part, kind of like skipped past the defense. But we might highlight Gonzalez or whatever else. But no Judon, no Barmore. And I know they played games last year without those guys. But I wonder how good the defense is. Like, if the defense is just middle of the pack, then, like, they're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah,
like, the way that they steal some games this year is like a top five defense.
If they don't take a step on offense and the defense is middle of the pack, you're talking about
trouble.
A 1 or 2 win team.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's my fear is maybe the offense is what we think it is, and maybe the defense is a little bit worse. And then, like, let's see what Jerod Mayo looks like in a regular season game where you have to coach the thing from the start to the very end. How is that going to go?
Yeah, what's the buzzword he used today? He was like, it's an awareness game. This is a big awareness game, I think is what he
said.
Sure
is. Big awareness game.
It is.
How is he with timeouts? How is he with challenges? How is he with all, like, what's that whole operation like? We don't know.
Did they look like an aware team at the end of the preseason?
They certainly did not by the end. They did not.
They did not at all.
No, and then, like, Alex Van Pelt hasn't called plays regularly since 2009. So what's that adjustment going to be like? Is he thinking, well, we can do a lot of the stuff that the Browns did when they had Nick Chubb and the best offensive line? Like, you don't have any of that.
No.
So I get your point on the Bengals aren't great, but I think the Patriots, like, they're one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Right,
so, like, every week they're going to have an uphill
climb. Scale it back. Can the Patriots cover? Let me rephrase. Will the Patriots cover?
I would not bet that they would cover. They can. Yeah, of course they can.
Anything can happen, so let me rephrase.
No.
Will they? Well, if you don't think they're going to cover, then it's not a winnable game to me, right?
No,
if you don't think they're going to cover the 7.5, then they can't win.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to cover.
Okay.
I think they're going to keep it close. Let's see where the line finishes. Like, if the line keeps coming down with Chase out and it's 5.5 or something like that, I don't want to pigeonhole myself in. But where it's at, like, now, keep it within a touchdown. They can keep this game within a touchdown.
And we have two more days until our last show. But, like, right now, I would think it's like a 24-10.
Our last show.
Oh, before the game.
Yeah.
Oh, you never know.
Well,
Tune in to find out.
What do you know that I don't?
Had a good one.
Yeah, I feel like we've gotten off to a nice little start here.
I want to thank everybody who was involved. I'd like to thank Terp. I'd like to thank Billy, Nick. I think, like, right now, middle of the day on Wednesday, like, 24-10 is kind of what we're looking at, where the Bengals offense certainly isn't great, but they score 3 touchdowns, and the
Patriots never really scare them.
Never really get going, never are really in it, and then, yeah, you win by a couple touchdowns.
Right.
The under cashes easily.
Right.
I think it's at 40.5.
You come out of it in Cincinnati, the Petralias of the world, they're not happy with how the Bengals look.
Nope.
But the Patriots kind of sort of keep it close, but they never really threaten. I could see that. I think it's a winnable game.
Okay.
I think the Patriots have winnable games on the schedule. I know it's a hard schedule when you break it all down. Pro Football Focus, it's the hardest schedule in football. Mike Clay had them as one of the hardest schedules in football.
Yeah, because the other crap teams, they don't play. Like, they don't get a game with Carolina.
I don't think as highly of the teams in the division, I think, as some others do. Like,
yeah.
the Bills,
the Jets mainly. Well, I'm kind of with you on the Bills.
Okay, Bills and Dolphins, they're all good.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know that the Bills and Dolphins are, like, top upper echelon teams. And I definitely, I'm nowhere near as high on the Jets as you are.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's see.
Me and Belichick like the Jets.
Bill loves the Jets.
He loves Breece Hall.
One of the hardest offenses to game plan for, he said.
Yeah, they got great players at every level.
And then Matt Patricia was like, yeah, you're right.
Sure.
You're right.
Yeah, like that.
Exactly. 617-779-7937. We did this earlier. Is there anyone else to get excited about on the Patriots, Keith, besides Drake May? There's not a lot of them. We scraped the bottom of the barrel a little bit, but who'd you have on your list for players to get excited about beyond Drake May, who we're all looking forward to watching eventually?
Well, you could start with the draft. So if Drake May was their first pick, Jalen Polk was their second pick. Wide receiver, giant need. Still is a need, feels like, but maybe one of these young guys can emerge. He would probably be the one with the best bet, right? He was a very productive college player. You've seen a ton of guys now be drafted out of the second round and be really successful wide receivers. So could he follow in the footsteps of some of those guys? Let's hope. So fingers crossed on Jalen Polk. I think Christian Gonzalez, who was trending towards being the defensive rookie of the year last year in the first quarter of the season before he got hurt. If you have an elite corner, and there's not many of them in the league, like, that's pretty significant. Like, if you found in back-to-back drafts your corner, quarterback, and receiver.
Huge.
That's insane.
Huge.
So that's on the table. Like, I'm not ruling that out. And then Keon White would be another one. Going back to a recent draft, but with some of the changes on the defensive front, like, you need somebody to kind of anchor that defense there, be sort of a menace in the backfield, somebody that other teams have to be worried about. And I think he at least has the potential to do that. So those are maybe obvious, but those are my three choices.
No, but I think those are all good ones. And I had them all on my list as well. But let me add a few more names outside of Gonzalez, Polk, and Keon White. I'm excited for excited maybe is too strong of a word. But I'm looking forward to seeing what Antonio Gibson looks like in this offense.
Mm-hmm.
I like Stevenson. I think Gibson's potentially a very nice compliment. Stevenson has caught a lot of passes. He's never felt dynamic in the passing game. I think Gibson can be. He's a college wide receiver. He's been very productive in the NFL, very fumble prone, which can get you into a coach's doghouse. But he can be an explosive player, especially in the passing game. I'm looking forward to see how Antonio Gibson fits. I think it's a nice signing. It shouldn't be the biggest signing you made all offseason, your home run headlining signing.
Might be.
But it was a nice signing, I thought, for Elliot Wolf. Not enough, but I'm looking forward to seeing that. I'm also looking forward to see a few players on the other side of the football. I thought about the offensive line was one. It's hard to get overly excited for them. Marcus Jones, I feel like, is an under-discussed player.
Yeah.
Year one, we were pretty excited about him by the end of the year. He was competitive on defense. He was making plays on offense. He was dynamic on special teams. I think it's another guy who I just forget about. I think he's going to factor in immediately in the slot. He's undersized, but always felt competitive on defense. Maybe they use him on offense. Maybe there's a role in the new kicking game for him in special teams. That's another player I'm excited to see his return to the field. If you want to throw a rookie offensive lineman on there, go for it. Can those guys play?
Yeah.
I'm not excited to watch their offensive line.
No.
But it needs all the help it can get. Caden Wallace, Laydon Robinson. Let's see if those guys can play.
Well, yeah, because right now everyone's saying, all right, you have two offensive linemen. Like, I don't know how many teams have five that they really feel good about. But if you have three or four, you can kind of make do. Two's tough because, like, you're going to have, like, it's going to be lops, like, the whole left side's bad or, like, whatever. Or, like, every other guy is bad. And I think they have found, and this I know it was under Belichick, but in years past they have found competent linemen way outside of the first and second round, and guys that they've been able to plug in and play for a long time. And so they have two candidates this year, and I'm sure no matter what they're going to get an opportunity this year. And so if they at least solidify it, not that we're going to be like watching every little snap and direction for those guys, but yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
If it's one less need at the end of the season,
are they a turnstile? Can they line up? Are they stepping on Drake May and or Jacoby Brissett's cleats every other play? Like those sort of things. That's all. So who are you excited to see beyond Drake May whenever he gets into the lineup, along with what makes for a successful Patriots season? You can jump in here, 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe. Emergency Keefe for Madness comes your way about 10 minutes from now. A reminder, coming up on WEEI Afternoons with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart. Alex Cora typically joins the show on Wednesdays at 2:30, I believe he's at 3:30 today. Adam Schefter also returning to WEEI.
I like that. Maybe
that'll
break
be
some news there.
Be today at 3:45. Maybe he's got some good intel on the plan for Drake May when he can get out there. I'm going to tell you right now, it seems like a bit of an outdated photo on Schefter.
Is that right?
That is up there. I don't know if you can grade that for me, Keith. But if you go to the EEI timeline or the WEEI Afternoons account, looks like a bit of an outdated photo of Schefter.
I can't find it. There's a lot of tweets.
All right, you track that down. You try to track that down.
I'm efforting right now.
But Schefter comes your way at 3:45 today on WEEI. Let's get to some phone calls. Joe is calling in from Big Blue Bug.
Oh.
Hello, Joe?
Joe, what do you have?
Is that the one in Providence? The big one on the side of 95?
That's the one in Providence.
Wow, how about that?
Shout out Providence. What do you got? What do I do with this thing, Joe? I got a big, for those that are tuning in late, I have a giant, like, hornet's nest.
Yeah, no, first of all, love the show, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Really good. Love it. Listen to it every day.
Great.
So, even though you guys are new.
Appreciate
Not new,
it.
But you know what I mean. But, yeah, so, so how high up is this thing?
It's probably, well, because it's on, like, a tree, but it's, like, hanging down because the thing's massive. So, it's, it's on a fence. If I stood next to it, it's probably eye to eye. So, it's probably, like, almost 6 feet high.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right. Yeah, so that's easy.
That's easy.
Throw a B-suit on and just get in there, spray it, and I'd probably be in and out of there in, like, 20 minutes.
All right.
Yeah, I'll take care of it for you if you want.
You don't need to drive all the way from Providence. I'm north of Boston. You don't need to do all that.
I'll get somebody else to go there from here.
I'll make
it happen.
Joe, I'm going to put you on hold.
All right.
Joe, I'm putting you on hold. Don't hang up.
All right.
Billy's going to talk to you. Take down some info.
Give me a number, I guess.
Get you out to Keith's house.
I feel like I could handle this, but I also don't want to get stung to death. So I guess.
Oh, so you feel like he was being a little, like, a touch emasculating there. A real man can come in and take care of this.
No, I didn't get that sense. I didn't get that at all. I think he was being very helpful. He's like, I can do this. It's no problem. It's what I do for a living. I want to help you guys out. Big fan of the show. It's been on for 6 days. Love it.
Yeah, well, last show Friday.
Last show before the game. Yeah, I had to finish. You didn't let me finish that. Yeah. It's last show before the big game. On Friday.
Let me tell you.
He's like, he'd be in and out there in 20 minutes. I'm like, but part of me is like, I kind of want to tackle this thing. Not like Terry Tate off as linebacker.
What if you wait for them to show up and you're like, I think I got this, but I might need backup?
Guys, give me the gear. Give me all your gear. Like, we can't let you wear this. Give me all the gear. Give me your truck.
Whatever you're just like, I was going to attack it like this. Just watch and bail me out. You know, if I'm on the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I'm the captain now.
You want me to say that to the guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, listen, this is our job. We need you to get out of the way. Right now, you're in the way.
Maybe you can come up with like a be safe word. Like, hey, if I yell this.
What do you think it would be?
Come in and help me.
Honeycomb?
A honeycomb is a good one?
Yeah. Something quicker.
Meat bee.
Meat bee?
Meat bee.
No, I'm not going to call it a meat bee.
They got me.
But these things.
The meat bee's got me.
I'll try to take a picture of this thing when I get home
today.
Yeah,
if you could.
It's pretty intense. And maybe I'll have to call the professionals. I don't know.
Let me tell you, Big Blue Bug, advertising opportunities.
All over
the Jones and Keefe program.
Call the sales department,
yep.
Then come to the house.
Yep.
You're doing bee reads.
Kiefer Madness wide open.
You guys got meat bees all around your house?
yeah.
You got a meat bee problem at your house?
You got meat bee problems?
You call Big Blue Bug.
That ever happened to you?
Like, yeah, you're Saul Goodman.
Oh my gosh, that's
no,
a good
the guy from I Think You Should Leave.
Yeah.
That's a like, good guy. Guys come in your house like, you're on the turbo team.
You don't
team.
Run with us.
You don't run.
You that, walk.
That's a good.
Slowly.
These are good live reads. Don't give this all. These are good
they
live reads.
They change your toilet out so there's only a hole in it. It's size for farts. That ever happened to you?
That ever happened to you?
And then you go to your room to read your art books.
All right,
they're making all kinds of noise in the bathroom.
Big Blue Bug. Grab bag, Kiefer Madness.
Whatever you want.
All kinds of stuff open for you. Advertising opportunities.
And then I could do a hell of a
here.
Testimonial.
A good testimonial and a good live. You just were workshopping a live read. That's a winning live read, I think.
Solid.
You heard.
People would be wishing they had bees just so they get these guys out there to take care of it.
You heard I'm the captain now. Was this for Shane and Plymouth? Hello, Shane.
Oh, Shane and Plymouth.
Yeah, nice. My catchphrase, Jones. I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, during that sweet week when you were off the air and Shine was running the early morning show.
That was a good week.
He had a segment where he said, call in with your best non-sports takes,
okay.
The hottest non-sports takes. Okay. I called in and said that if I was given the choice, I would kill every single bee on the planet. I know that we cannot live without bees on the planet Earth.
Well, right.
I hate bees. That much, Keith.
Got it.
And, you know, I really would like to, don't need the guy from Blue Bug to help you. Why don't you give Jones some pollen axe body spray and send him in there with a spray? I'd love to watch Jones just get stung by bees over and over again.
That would be fun.
And,
but Shane, now your whole world's falling apart because you don't want bees, and yet they want the bees to take me
devouring
out.
Devouring Jones.
Yeah, so how do you do that?
Remember the bee limo on Jackass? That was wild.
Oh, I forgot about that.
They, like, sealed in bees inside a limo. It was insane.
You might not have seen this scene, but when the snake bit him right on the junk, did you see that scene
in
Jackass?
Yeah, I had to look away quickly. I don't know why that's related to this.
Well, I'm just saying, I was thinking about...
that's a different thing altogether.
He wants bees eradicated. You want snakes eradicated.
Yeah, I would, but that'd be fine. We don't need snakes. We do need bees.
No, we need snakes.
Why do we need snakes?
Snakes are eating up mice.
Mice?
Rats.
You're fine with mice and rats.
You don't want them.
There's other things eating mice and rats. I got these hawks that fly around my neighborhood.
Yes.
Big hawks.
Snakes are eating a lot of stuff.
Not these snakes.
Yeah, the whole food web is thrown out of whack if you take a snake out. Never mind a bee.
Now, bees are going from flower to tree, back to more flowers, honey. Snakes ever make honey? Don't think so, Jones.
No.
There's no snakes in New Zealand. They're doing just fine.
Spoiler alert, you're not watching the current season of The Challenge, right?
No, not yet.
You know what they have to eat?
Snake.
Snake. We were literally just talking about this last week, eating a snake.
They had to eat snake?
One of the food challenges.
Was it a dead snake?
It was not a live snake, yes.
All right. So it's not like the sushi of snakes, at least.
No.
That would be concerning.
It was not a raw
snake. Like in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
No, it was not.
Pythons, rattlesnakes, cobras, black mambas.
These are just types of snakes.
Most of your, if you're going to power rank snakes, I think that's a good place
to
start.
I like how Shane re-racked a take from a Chris Scheim show asking for best non-sports takes, which his was, I'd get rid of bees.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, so ahead of the curve.
I'm not anti-bee, just like, I don't need them in my house. I don't need them like around the house and the kids and the dog.
I'm going to tell you right now, I thought me and Shane in Plymouth had made strides. But
he wants you dead by bees.
Yeah, but now he's wishing death upon me. Yeah. I didn't realize.
Like painful death.
I thought, yeah.
Not like slip away nicely. Like
no.
He's like, I want this guy stung by bees, so he's in pain at the end.
I thought we had come a long way, but it's back to.
He is not a fan.
It wants me off the air at minimum.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Never mind worse things. This is a good segue, I think, into Kiefer Madness.
Madness.
It's an emergency Kiefer Madness. Yes, we're putting that tag on it. It's next.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
You rescued it. Okay.
Neighbors telling me she was already known as the Snake Lady.
Is snakes out there this big?
He is my emotional support alligator.
All right, here we go. Time for the madness. We got an emergency Kiefer Madness here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And yesterday we had, of course, the great story of...
Targeted by a porch pooper.
Updates? Porch pooper, no update yet. I think the porch pooper remains at large.
Can I tell you, my 6-year-old caught that in the car.
Yeah,
not in demo.
Does he have a working theory?
But
no, you gotta start him young though.
I'd
rather a 6-year-old listen than like a 86.
First thing my son asked me about though when I got home was about why we were talking about the porch pooper. Yeah,
why weren't we talking about the porch pooper?
No.
Not my response.
How hasn't even caught?
Well, we go to the great state of Arizona for this story, where a gentleman, what I would deem as a good Samaritan, and now is apparently running into some trouble with the law.
For anyone,
oops. Started maybe at the beginning. Rich, might be a little bit better.
A Goodyear man has now racked up hundreds of dollars worth of fines. Forget this.
All right. Hundreds of dollars worth of fines. Forget this. Do you have a prediction or a guess as to why this gentleman?
A Goodyear man? Like Goodyear's the town?
Goodyear's the town. Goodyear,
okay.
Arizona.
Parking tickets.
Any town, USA. So you're going with parking tickets.
Yeah, he's like a scofflaw.
All right.
Yeah.
Nick, you got a guess on this?
Goodyear. Maybe he's like renting blimps and not paying.
Blimps?
Nice.
Oh, blimps.
I gotcha.
Maybe he's stealing blimps.
He's absconding with blimps.
So that's your guess. It could be anything in the world.
Absconding with blimps. That's definitely it.
That might be a felony.
That was my backup. That's a good one, yeah.
All right, so we'll put Jones down for what was your guess
parking
again?
Tickets.
Parking tickets. Yeah. Nick's going with blimps.
Mm-hmm.
Has now racked up hundreds of dollars worth of fines. Forget this. Just giving out free water to whoever may want it.
That was close.
Free water. Yeah, blimps, not really close. Free water.
Parking tickets was in the vicinity.
Did you know that it's illegal to give away free water?
Is this...
I don't know.
Is this across the country? Is this just... This is a hyper-local story?
Tune in to find out.
Wow, okay.
The man telling 12 News journalist Troy Lynch that he has no plans to stop giving out that water or paying fines.
Yeah, he's got...
That guy needs a water.
He's got that FU money water.
That's right.
He's got. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, guess what? I'm going to keep doing it, and I'm not paying the fine.
I don't care.
Like, sir, we'll throw you in prison then.
Wipe my ass with that fine.
Like, sir?
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 Sir,
what are you?
Easy.
Sir?
He's very. He didn't care about this.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. Point blank. Absolutely ridiculous.
In this Goodyear neighborhood, apparently giving out free water comes with a fine.
I've done it for 4 years. I'm not going to stop.
Can't stop me from handing out that water.
Can't stop, won't stop.
So I think it is a local...
yeah, it sounds that way.
Felony.
What state is this?
Arizona.
Okay, it's hot there.
The desert.
Where it's 118 degrees.
Where you need water.
Okay, I believe I read Arizona. Maybe it's... I don't know if it's a specific town. Goodyear, perhaps.
Phoenix.
100 straight day over 100.
Today?
They're closing
recently?
In on it. If they're not there yet, they're closing in on it. So they need some free water.
You need a lot of water at that point.
In front of David Martin's house, at all times, you'll find a cooler with free ice-cold water for anyone to grab.
That's interesting. Just free ice-cold waters.
What's this?
All time.
This guy made of money.
What's the catch?
Bottled water.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
What is this? I wouldn't trust it.
No, me either.
If somebody
Cap opens a little too easy, you're like, wait a minute, what's up with this water?
What's in here?
Yeah.
And it's definitely not Rufalin. I mean, how's the water?
Yeah.
Wait, the water's like fine.
Is it cold enough,
It's cold water, right?
Yeah.
The caps are all been removed. None of the caps match.
The label's like peeling off. Like, what is up with this water, man?
Why does the cooler say not Rufalin on the side? Because it's not.
The hose is dripping next to it.
Because it's for sure not.
Yeah, I am thirsty, but what is that? What's up with the...
These three all have powder in the bottom that have not been mixed in. Just water, guys. Just take it and leave.
Yeah, whatever. Don't tell anybody you got it here.
I've been doing this for 4 years, and I've gotten away with it, too.
Don't feel I'm doing a disservice to the HOA, to my community, or my family in any way.
But now this arguably generous act is costing David money.
It baffles my brain and makes my brain work too hard to try and figure it out.
Larry Marks has been living in this neighborhood for almost 10 years.
All right, so 10 years, 6 years, just to sort of get the lay of the land. These last 4 years, though, giving out waters.
Befriend people and then hand out your roofie waters.
Yeah.
Stopping by David's place every now and then for some free water for him and his dog, and doesn't like what the HOA is doing.
I think it's horrible. I think it's atrocious. I think they should focus more on improving our community than finding somebody for giving out free water.
Can I tell you, I'm starting to not appreciate where this guy's coming from.
Yeah.
You signed up for this HOA.
Yep.
Right? I mean, you're a part of this association. And so, I don't know. Don't you got to kind of go by the rules there? You're living in this community. You don't like this community.
Take a hike. You're saying.
Well, perhaps you can go find sand. Yeah. Well, you don't have to be part of an HOA. Go buy a property somewhere else where you're not part of an HOA.
So somebody, did you watch the last season of Curb?
Yeah. No, I have not seen the most recent season.
So somebody points out, Larry David was down in, I think, was it Georgia, and there was somebody. There was like a. It was like demonstrators, or they were like picketing something, mm-hmm. and he gave somebody water. And I guess it's illegal to give people their water. So it's like
a real life curb.
Yeah, it's like a real life curb. Although this guy was giving, he has like a cooler of it. Larry David gave water to one person and then ended up like going to court over the whole thing.
David started giving away free water in May of 2020. Then 2 years later, the HOA gave him a warning for doing that, but then followed it up with an apology letter.
At that point, I thought it was over and done. I didn't think we'd have any problems ever again. And then May of this year.
May 2024, FS Residential, the company that oversees the Canyon Trails HOA, has been fining David ever since. It started off as a $50 fine, but every month since, it's been $100.
Ooh. They won't be paid.
Nice.
No, I'm never going to pay it.
These are waivable fees. This isn't Trent Williams fines, nope, rather. Nope. No, I'm not paying this.
So basically, you don't have to worry about it here. If you want to give away water here, I guess you could do it.
Free and allowed.
Yeah, this. Not, if you're in this HOA, though. You gotta read the fine print.
Okay.
But yeah. Some HOAs like, hey, you can't have chickens. You can't have too many roosters.
How's it work in an HOA? Can you run for office? Can you be like the president of the HOA? He's gonna run to be president.
Yeah. Del Boca Vista.
Yeah, he's gonna run. Yeah, he's gonna run on a platform of free water.
It's been 100.
They won't be paid.
And you haven't paid any fines yet.
I won't.
He just said he did.
No, sir.
Seriously.
Yeah, he means business. No, sir.
What kind of follow up is that?
Yeah. You're not gonna pay him? No.
No,
for real? Yeah. Can I ask it again?
No, but seriously, though.
He's like, I'm not going to.
What's in that water, sir?
They won't be paid.
Did you finish that water 8 minutes ago? Wait, what? Nothing.
How you feeling?
Just waiting.
How you feeling? Woozy at all? I mean,
do you need another water? Yeah. You're a big guy. Yeah. Anyway, dude, you're going to need another water.
And you haven't paid any fines yet.
I won't. No, sir.
The HOA released a statement to the media saying the association does not object to a resident providing free water bottles to the community. However, the community rules do not allow a resident to advertise water bottle distribution from a portable ice chest located next to their garage that is visible from the neighboring property.
That's a lot of semantics. Yeah, that is a lot of write-up.
What is the
addendum? It's the fine print.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like
for
the
real
fine print. Like, you heard that thing of like the guy that was trying to sue Disney, and then they're like, well, you signed up for Disney Plus, and like in this long thing that everybody scrolls through.
Well, that's like the Human Sentai Pad South Park episode. 100%. Yeah, you don't even know what you're signing up for.
You didn't read this?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, of course I read this. Yeah.
Something David and his wife hadn't seen until we showed it to him.
Association is hopeful that a mutually agreeable resolution remains achievable.
People have reached out to David to try to help pay for the fines, but he refuses that money and also paying the fines.
You can donate water. You can donate money to go to water.
Rufalin.
But we're not going to build something to accommodate them.
David never plans on stopping and says he'll always have free water to give to his community with one goal in mind with the HOA.
Just come get a bottle of water. Chill.
In Goodyear, Troy Lynch, 12 News.
Yeah, now that I've heard that laugh, I don't think I want his water anymore. I think you're onto something there, Keith.
Yeah.
I don't want that man's water.
You enjoying the water?
I don't want.
Chill.
Chill. Yeah.
Just chill.
It's a very on-the-nose joke.
So there you go. There is your Arizona handing out free water madness.
He's
trying to provide a service, or so he says.
He needs like a GoFundMe.
He'll accept water,
yeah,
and he'll accept your money,
which
he'll put towards water.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.